to the governor, who won a primary election victory this evening rather easily. Governor, what are your thoughts? I mean, what have you? What are you thinking tonight?
Well, I'm very pleased and happy. I was hopeful and optimistic, but the vote was just wonderful. And I was also pleased that some of my kids drove up from Sioux Falls and surprised me to be with me on election night, and then to have a solid victory as I did beyond my hopes. It's just very gratifying, and I'm thankful and grateful for the voters who gave me their vote of support.
Why such a large victory, do you think?
Well, I hope it means that voters in the Republican Party felt that I had done what I promised to do when I ran. I said I would balance the budget without raising taxes, that I'd be South Dakota's number one salesman and work to add jobs. And, of course, South Dakota has regained all the jobs we lost during the recession. One of a minority of the states who have done that. Not only have we regained all our jobs, we've added still more, thousands more. I hope they feel it means they appreciated me reacting quickly and decisively in the face of record flooding on the Missouri River just 5 months into my first year as governor, and that since then I've tried to be forthright in my attitude about the issues that have arisen, and that I've tried to initiate action in areas where the state had an opportunity to approve, and that I represent a good nominee for the party for this November's election.
Well, no rest for the weary. You face Democrat Rick Wyland in the fall. Any thoughts about the coming battle?
You meant Susan Wismer.
I'm sorry. It looks like Susan Wismer anyway. I didn't want to promote her. It looks like she is leading Joe Lowe, but I don't think they've called it yet.
No. I know both of the Democratic nominees. Of course, Joe Lowe has been, in the past, now retired, the leader of our state wildland fire effort, and Joe is a good man. And I know he cares about South Dakota. I also know Susan Wismer, who's been a state legislator, and I've worked with her as she's worked in that capacity. And she's a good woman and cares about South Dakota. And whichever of those candidates wins, I know we'll focus on the issues and debate the issues. And I know Mike Myers, as independent candidate, will join on that debate. And I think the voters look for a good debate on the issues, and that's what I'm sure we'll give them.
And any final thoughts, Governor, about this victory tonight, about how it went, et cetera?
Well, as I say, I'm grateful for the voters for their decision to give me another chance. I've tried hard to be a governor that is open and transparent. I tried to be honest and forthright about my attitude about the issues, tried not to be evasive, be straightforward. And even if voters don't agree with me on every issue, I think if I represent their values on most issues and I'm honest and open about what my positions are, I believe most voters respect that. And that's what they want in their elected leaders.
Well, what are you going to do next? You know, the old thing was go to Disney World.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go to Aberdeen for a workforce summit. And as I say, the best way to earn re-election is to do my job. So I'm going to get after my job tomorrow.
Right back in the saddle again already.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations, Governor. And I know you're a busy man down there. And thanks for talking with us. And congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Good to be on.